Hey everybody, welcome to the Gootscast, or We Hate Wrestling on YouTube. And today we're going to cover, let's talk a little bit about NWA Power, but mainly the Hall of Fame. It was tonight's night two of WrestleMania week. And, you know, I got to say, every time the Hall of Fame comes and I watch these video packages, it just reminds me of how much I've wasted my fucking life. Like, watching that Kane video package is like, holy fucking shit. I really just wasted 1998 for today.
Yeah. You're like,
holy fuck.
Oh my God, dude. I just like, yeah, then you're right.
You forget how long Kane has been around. And then when they show it to you like that, and you hear like Bailey be like, my little brother grew up watching him. And it's like, like, dude, I wasted my 20s and 30s. I just wasted, like, you know, I just wasted my life being like, when are they going to stop having Kane on this show? Anyway.
Oh, man, yeah. By the way, did you think it was a little weak? Because, like, they would always have the Hall of Fame, like, usually the night before WrestleMania, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did you feel it being weird that it was, like, so early in the week?
No. That was a little weird, but right? I think the whole thing was weird. I, you know what? To be honest with you, I wouldn't have done a Hall of Fame. I'll say this. I feel bad for people like JBL and Kane, who probably deserve a long speech. They were at the company so long, and they're basically giving a 10-minute speech to an empty building. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel bad for people like Eric. I feel like the only way Eric Bischoff is going to get in or RVD is to like just do it in front of an empty room, because we don't give a shit about you guys. But But even the Bellas, like, I kind of feel like everything they did, they kind of deserve a crowd. So I kind of feel like they shouldn't have even done it this year. They should have just kept waiting.
Okay. And this is going to be a hot take, and you probably might disagree with me, but I don't give a fuck about any of these people and whether or not it was bad or not or unfair. And the reason why is because, it's not even a real Hall of Fame.
All right.
It's not a real Hall of Fame. This is a bullshit Hall of Fame. It's fucking got bullshit people in it, like Tori Wilson. Like, fucking Pete Rose is in the fucking fucking Wrestling Hall of Fame. It's stupid as fuck. There is no prestige to this. And if you are buying into this prestige as a wrestler, you are the same idiot who buys into it when they tell you, we're family. You know? You're a fucking idiot if you buy into that. You're a fucking idiot.
The thing about it is, the wrestlers do buy into it. I mean, they do.
Fans buy into it too. We think it's prestigious.
So if the fans buy into it and the wrestlers buy into it, then isn't that legit? Like, you can't like say it's not legit if everyone thinks it's legit.
But it's not legit for a couple of reasons. Number one, there isn't a real Hall of Fame.
Well, there isn't a real like chamber of Oscar winners, but people take that seriously.
Yeah, but it's not a Hall of Fame.
Okay.
That's not an actual Hall of Fame.
But, like, why do you need a building to have Hall of Fame? Why can't you just, like, here's your ring, you're in the Hall of Fame?
Okay. That's okay. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
So we'll say that. But my argument
was they might have a building. Shane McMahon's been trying to build a building for a while, and Vince is like, I don't listen to any of your ideas, so go
for it. Shane McMahon's been trying to get his dad to love for, I don't know, 40, 50 years. It's not going to happen.
But even if they did open up a Hall of Fame building, who would go there? Like,
I would actually go. I would actually go. Yeah. How many times?
Yeah.
Probably one time, but I would go in and I would shit on everything. I'd be like, that's fucking stupid. This is fucking
dumb. Fuck you, Hillbilly Jim.
Yeah.
What
the fuck is this? And here's another thing. What's the criteria to get in this Hall of Fame?
Dude, is this
a real Hall of Fame? Look at the fucking names that are in it.
Well, I think the criteria for at least the real Hall of Fame is you have to have a significant impact on the industry.
Wait, what do you mean the real Hall of Fame?
I mean, I'm not to the Legacy Hall of Fame, because there were a couple of names that threw me for a loop. The Legacy Wing, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, they have a Legacy Hall of Fame, which they just get like, it's like a immemorial thing. It's kind of like
people that they don't really do. When they put Buzz Sawyer in it, first of all, he never worked for WWE.
Yes.
And why the fuck would you put, like, when they put Buzz Sawyer, why would you put Buzz Sawyer? Like, down that means nothing. Like, because Buzz Sawyer, who the fuck is, nobody liked Buzz Sawyer. Nobody liked. Oh, he trained Undertaker. Undertaker fucking hates him. So why does this guy get to go in the Hall of Fame? Nobody likes him. He didn't do anything. And he was a piece of shit wrestler.
Yeah, but like, okay, so fair point. So when you look at, like, I don't know, the Baseball Hall of Fame, and I'm not a baseball fan, but I would assume
That well, they have I think a it's very... people that had a significant contribution to the WWE. Unless you're someone who your contributions were so huge, you didn't need to be in WWE, like Jushin Thunder Liger. Who?
Well, what about like? Okay, so what about like? So Tori Wilson.
Well, she had a huge contribution to WWE.
She had a huge contribution to WWE.
Yeah, she's made them money by they sold posters and jerk off photos of her. So yeah, she had a big. That's how her contribution.
Yeah, that was her. That was so she, okay. So you think she had a huge contribution to WWE? Okay.
In the year 2001 and 2002. Yeah, sure.
Ivory.
Ivory. She was an
inspiration. Or Jacqueline. Jacqueline. Then.
Jacqueline was big. I mean, people were into her in 1998. I think you only need to have. See, but it's different for the women. Like, if you okay, you got to hold the women to a different criteria than like you know. And I think as long as you're a woman,
Coco Beware.
Coco Beware was over. He sold a ton of merchandise. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
He was over in other companies too. And he was a big wrestler. You just didn't see it in WWE because they made him epic.
And you're okay with the celebrity ring, like guys like Pete Rose and Willie
Shatner. Yeah, I'm okay with the celebrity ring, but I have a huge problem with it, is that Cyndi Lauper should be it before anybody else.
Of course, of course.
Cyndi Lauper should be the whole... These are the people that should be in the Celebrity Hall of Fame, the celebrity wing. It shouldn't be every year. It should be Mike Tyson, Donald Trump, say what you will, Donald Trump, put him in, Cyndi Lauper, and Mr. T. They should be in it.
Because Mr. T is in it.
Yes. Well, I'm glad he's in it. But those people, like William Shatner and Ozzy Osbourne should not be.
Yeah. This is not a real Hall of Fame.
I think the celebrity wing will be legit when they put in Cyndi Lauper.
I think when people have arguments about it, I'm just like, you guys know this is not a real fucking Hall of Fame. To me, it's not.
What would make it real?
If they didn't let bullshit people in.
But what would make it real to you? What would be the criteria? But I think Coco Beware deserves to be here.
I don't think there should be a celebrity wing with like people like Pete Rose in it, William Shatner in it, Ozzy Osbourne.
I would say yes, Pete Rose. That fucking Kane thing was like a big moment for them. It was a big moment that Kane, the first time Kane attacked
him. So all you need is one big moment, really.
He had a bunch of big moments. He kept coming back, dude. Every year he came back.
He came back like twice or three times.
Yeah, but it was funny. And like, he doesn't have to get beat up. He's Pete Rose. Like, why does he have to get, he's an old man.
Yeah, but that's like going like, hey guys, you guys really need to put fucking Ozzy Osbourne.
If Britney Spears kept showing up to WrestleMania to get beat up by The Undertaker, I would put her in the Hall of Fame because she doesn't need to do that. Obviously, she didn't do it, but I'm just saying that like if she just kept showing up to like get put through tables by the Dudley Boys.
All right, but what I'm talking about, like, okay, you can argue that Pete Rose. I'm talking like people like if to me, this is the reason why this is.
I don't think William Shatner belongs in it at all, though.
Ozzy Osbourne shouldn't be in it. Shouldn't be in it. No. The Bellas shouldn't be in it.
I think you're only thinking in the ring. The Bellas should definitely be in it because of what they've done outside the ring, which has brought WWE revenue and more eyes.
So this is more of a Hall of Fame it's not a wrestling Hall of Fame.
It's the Hall of Fame for the company, but more people, they got more women into wrestling the last 7 years than anybody else with Total Divas and Total Bellas.
Okay, so this is not a Hall of Fame for wrestling. This is the Hall of Fame for WWE, right?
WWE, and if you're so big, but that's like the main company. Like that's where but people like Jushin Thunder Liger or the guy, or Abdullah the Butcher, they were so big and so significant that they didn't need to be in WWE, but they still get in the Hall of Fame.
So like Ethel Johnson and
we're not putting in Jushin Thunder Liger. Hold on. If Vince said, I'm not putting in Jushin Thunder Liger because he'd never really worked for me, fuck him, then I would agree he was on a legit Hall of Fame. But the fact that they do give Jushin Thunder Liger that, I think it makes it legit. He doesn't have to put in Jushin. What's the benefit of putting in Jushin Thunder Liger?
Trying to bridge a gap with Japan.
Okay, so then, but then why do you have to put him in to do that? Who cares?
Because they're going to say, see, we respect you guys. We respect Japanese
culture. No, I think that you put in Jushin Thunder Liger to be like, this is actually for all of wrestling. He didn't need to be in WWE to be in this.
No. I understand that. And I would be okay with that if this was a wrestling Hall of Fame, but it's not a wrestling Hall of Fame.
Well,
we just.
Well, but if it's not a wrestling Hall of Fame, then there's no reason to put in Jushin Thunder Liger.
Then if it's a wrestling Hall of Fame, then why the fuck is the Bellas and Tori Wilson in it?
Because the Bellas did do a significant thing. The Bellas brought more eyes to the product. They brought more eyes to the product than Jushin Thunder Liger. Fucking fat women in the Midwest aren't tuning into Raw because of Jushin Thunder Liger. Okay. They got people to watch the show. Like, fucking, they got a ton of women to watch the show.
Okay. All right.
I mean, like,
as you're getting people to watch WWE.
They were popular. Yes, you're popular. So what do you think? Hulk Hogan should be in? I'm not Hulk Hogan. Fucking, who's a shitty worker? Ultimate Warrior shouldn't be in? Because, like, even though he's popular and everybody loved him, he sucked.
No. I didn't say Ultimate Warrior. Ultimate Warrior. Dude, he was like, he headlined WrestleMania.
So it's the Bellas story. Like headlined Evolution. What?
They headlined
dude, the Evolution. Bellas, dude, like
they headlined to... one pay-per-view. Okay, yeah.
But dude, the Bellas have done so much for that company in terms of making it more mainstream. They're big stars. I don't get it, but they are. And you know what? You know who says they're good workers is Arn Anderson. So who are you to fucking deny him? And he's not even the company. He hates them. He hates WWE.
Yeah. He hates a lot.
They're good in the ring. And you know, Dean Malenko backed him up. So what do you want from me?
Tori Wilson.
He didn't ever say anything about her being in the ring.
But why the fuck is she in this? I don't get it.
Because she made the money. People jerked off to her a lot.
Yeah, man. Okay. This is not a Hall of Fame.
Look, you know, I'll agree with you that Tori Wilson should not be in and Sable should be in. The Sable should be in.
Don't get me wrong. People like this argument, and I don't actually care who's in it because to me, it's not a Hall of Fame. So,
what to you is the real wrestling Hall of Fame? Don't say Dave Meltzer because that's a jerk.
His name comes out of your mouth way more than mine.
No, but like, who would you consider a real Hall of Fame? What would you, by your criteria, if Triple H and fucking Tony Khan and fucking Dave Meltzer and Conrad Thompson went up to you like Andrew? We want to make a legitimate Hall of Fame. What? We'll do whatever you want. What would legitimately make you believe in a Hall of Fame? What would you like? How would you have them vote people in and put people in? What would you do?
I don't know. I'm not in the business of making a Hall of Fame, but to tell me that this is a Hall of Fame when it's so all over the place is like, it's fucking stupid.
But you know, like, I think like a lot of the staff in WWE votes for who should be in the Hall of Fame.
Voting, yeah, but that's like the same thing as going like this. You brought up Dave Meltzer, it's a good point. Mm-hmm. A couple of months ago, he had this stupid fucking award thing, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like 90% AEW, wasn't it? Or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And people were going like, this is fucking bullshit. But you know what their argument was, right? Remember what the argument was? Dude, I didn't pick up the fucking the group fucking voted on, but it was everybody who was in that fucking stupid newsletter.
I'm just wondering what you think would consider all, because do you think wrestling should have a Hall of Fame or should we just tell everybody to go fuck themselves?
No, I don't think so. I think there should be a wrestling Hall of Fame.
So then how would you make it? Who decides?
I would make it. It should just be a wrestling Hall of Fame. Like it would have.
But who decides, bro? Do you decide or
no? Yeah, I decide everything. Come on, bro.
Who would decide in your opinion?
You would have to get like.
You're in charge. People.
Well, like I said, for number one, I'm not in this Hall of Fame business. So
they want Triple H and
Tony. How would you run it? How would you run a Hall of Fame? How would you run a wrestling Hall of Fame?
I think this is fine. This is legit. WWE.
Okay, if this is a legit Hall of Fame to you, then that's good. That's good for you. I'm glad it is.
Because, no, dude, WWE is
the biggest. It could be a Hall of Fame for you, but it doesn't have to be a Hall of Fame for
me. Okay, but you know why I consider it legit Hall of Fame? Because the people that go in consider it legit, and the fans consider it legit. So here's the deal. If I fucking, the value of things is how people perceive it. So if I say this hat is worth $1 million and I have 1,000 people willing to give me $1 million for this fucking hat, then that means the hat is worth $1 million.
To the people who are willing to pay for it.
Yeah. So
I don't want to pay $1 million for the hat. I don't have to. To me, that hat's worthless.
But to me, if every wrestler says this is legit, if everyone who works in the industry says this is legit and I want to be.
Not everybody says that it's legit.
Well, the people
I know, are, I know for a fact I'm not the only person who feels like this is not a real Hall of Fame.
Yeah, fucking, well, who doesn't feel like that? Well, you and Austin Aries.
No, I'm sure. There's guys I've heard on podcasts, like Voices of Wrestling podcasts. This is one example. They don't think this is a real Hall of
Fame. Okay, that's great. Have they wrestled? Fucking, if Arn Anderson considers it a real Hall of Fame.
Have you wrestled?
No, but if the, so wait, I'm going by what the wrestlers say.
If you're saying their industry, it's not bro, a real Hall of Fame because I never
this
wrestled.
Is their, but dude, this is their industry. This is what these fucking guys did. And if they're like, to me, this is the Hall of Fame and I'm happy to be in it, then who am I to say it's not? It doesn't mean anything and you're a fucking idiot. They worked for this and they're happy to be in it.
You're allowed to say that because we live in something called America, right?
America. But like, it's their
industry. I'm allowed to say that. I'm allowed to say it's not a real Hall of Fame.
Okay, but it's their
industry. And like, and at the same time, if it's a real Hall of Fame to you, then that's okay,
okay
too.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Let me,
bada bing.
But that's the same thing as you saying this, like me saying to you that you're an idiot for caring about your family. Why do you care about your family? You're fucking
stupid. That's fine. You're allowed to fucking say that. I can disagree with you.
But I think as a wrestling fan, you should respect the fact that these guys.
I sold action figures for like $30 when I bought it for way less than that. And then when I told my sister.
All I'm saying to you.
Wait, let me finish. When I told my sister, she was like, why would anyone pay that much for that? To her, it's worthless. And that's fine. She don't have to buy it.
All I'm saying to you is if everybody who has worked in this industry, everybody's worked in this industry.
Not everybody who works in the industry thinks that's a real Hall of Fame.
Well, most people do. Okay, I guarantee you, if they told Bill,
now it's most. So it went from everybody to most. Okay.
Well, 90%. They all say, "Dude, Eric Bischoff 2 weeks ago."
You have the numbers. Do you have the numbers that prove that it's 90%?
No, but dude, everyone who goes in, the fucking biggest guys want to go in. They all want to go in.
Billy Graham's in it, and he doesn't think it's a real Hall of Fame.
Who?
Billy Graham's in it. He doesn't think it's real.
Billy Graham will say whatever the fuck you want and give him a couple of bucks. Get the fuck out of here, Billy Graham. Billy Graham changes his mind every fucking
I think
day.
Paul Orndorff sold his ring. He said it's not a real Hall of Fame either.
Well, Paul Orndorff. Oh, who are all these guys? These are guys who are bitter fucking.
Who are all these guys? Paul Orndorff. Fucking okay. Billy Graham.
Kevin Nash says it's legit. Fucking Sting says it's legit. Fucking Bret Hart says it's legit.
Dude, I also know that a lot of wrestlers are fucking stupid as fuck.
Okay.
All right.
Why do you even watch wrestling? Because you just seem to hate them all.
That's why, dude, the name of this podcast is called We Hate Wrestling, right?
But like, dude, honest, like,
I have not watched a Hall of Fame, a WWE Hall of Fame since probably when Bret Hart got it.
Yeah.
Because after that point, that's when I started going, this is not like a real Hall of Fame. Okay. I started realizing.
I'm just curious what you would consider a real Hall of Fame. I feel like no matter what they did, you would be like, that's not a real Hall of Fame. I just think you
don't. I think
you think wrestlers are idiots. You think anything they have value in is stupid. You think that anything they're a bunch of fucking retards. So I think you, whatever they did for a Hall of Fame.
No, I don't think that they're hard R word. No, I do not. That's what he says.
I think
the majority of them are not smart.
I think they're idiots too. But this is their industry. This is what they work in. This is what they work for. So if fucking Vince McMahon calls them up.
That's fine. I don't want to be in their industry.
Okay, but can I just tell you something?
I'm allowed to have my critiques.
Let me finish my fucking point. Finish my fucking point. So if Vince McMahon calls them up and it's like, you're going to stand in an empty arena and we're going to hand you a ring. And they start crying like, this means so much to me. Who might be like, no, that's fucking stupid. Let them have their fucking moment. Because
I didn't say that. I didn't say don't have their moment.
I feel like if Triple H came up tomorrow, like, you know what? You're right. WWE whole thing's fucking stupid. So to make it more legit, we're going to meet Scott D'Amore, fucking Harold Majaka from New Japan. I don't know whoever the fuck's in charge now. Jostein Liger, the guy from Mexico, Tony Khan, and Scott D'Amore, and fucking Dixie Carter, and fucking Dave Meltzer, we're all going to get together and put together a Hall of Fame. So, but now it's more legit because we got, well, you would still be like, that's fucking stupid. Why do they decide? You know, the moment they put someone in that you don't like, you're going to say it's not legit. It's not legit because I don't like Coco Beware, so it's not legit. I don't like Tori Wilson, so it's not legit. I don't fucking like, what's his name? The fucking Freebird.
Look how long of a rant he's going on, guys. And I didn't even say
I don't fucking like the
he's
fucking
doing
Freebirds.
Typical male thing
but I'm not gonna, oh, it's not legit that. Because they put in someone I don't like. So I feel like no matter what they did, if fucking God came down and said, Jesus is back, but he's not back to save people, he's back to announce who's gonna go into the WWE Hall of Fame, you'd be like, no, Jesus, that's stupid. I don't agree with you.
Why so you don't like the fact that I don't think this is a legit Hall of Fame, and I'm not allowed to have my own
opinion. I think, to be honest with you, you'll never consider any Hall of Fame a legit Hall of Fame.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you, you're not.
Give me their criteria of what you consider legit.
I would have.
You don't have an answer because you won't consider anything legit.
No, because you're fucking, first of all, you're putting me on the spot. Number one, it's not something that I fucking thought about. What are the criteria to get into fucking Hall of Fame? But let me tell you something. If it's a wrestling Hall of Fame and fucking Tori Wilson is in it and the Bellas are in a wrestling Hall of Fame, to me, it's not a fucking legit Hall of Fame. Especially when there's guys like Pete Rose,
wrestling or
fucking Ozzy Osbourne in a wrestling Hall of Fame. It's not a fucking wrestling Hall of Fame.
Wrestling? Okay, wrestling is more than just fucking doing flips like your boyfriend Will Ospreay, okay?
Okay, yeah. I never said it was more. It was about doing flips. But you know what? Here's the thing. There's tons of guys in this Hall of Fame who are not fucking professional wrestlers. They even said it themselves. So why the fuck are they in this Hall of Fame?
Well, they have a celebrity wing. They don't have William Shatner. They have him in the
celebrity wing. It's fucking stupid that they have it's fucking stupid, dude. It's fucking stupid. If by the way, if you enjoy this Hall of Fame, by all means, enjoy it. Mm-hmm. If you feel a sense of pride for being in this Hall of Fame, by all means, I don't fucking care. But if you come up to me and be like, isn't this amazing that I'm in this Hall of Fame? Aren't you impressed? I'll be like, no, I am not impressed.
I would love to say to RVD right to his face.
I would fucking say it. I'd be like, dude, RVD, you had a great career, but we all know this is not a real Hall of Fame. Come on, bro.
In your career's work. Yeah, okay. So let's.
Yeah, I'm not. What? You see, now you're putting words in my mouth.
I think RVD would smack you in the fucking face.
Yeah, and then I would fucking sue him. He's not going to fucking hit me in fucking public for fucking saying something. First off, he wouldn't even want to speak to me. And first off, and here's another thing. Behind this, you think they're just as much as idiots as I do.
So I think they're idiots. But, like, this is what they work. Dude, like, in comedy, I guarantee you, if fucking me and you got on the Colbert show, most regular people would be like, that's fucking stupid. But would you be happy on the Colbert show?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
dude,
so
what did I say about them? If you're in this Hall of Fame, it means a lot to you. Good for you. I didn't say you're fucking stupid.
We've established that you don't care about these people and you want them to die. Let's review the actual show.
I didn't say that they wanted to die. That's what you said.
No, I know that's how you feel.
Here we go. We're going to talk about this real Hall of Fame, guys. This is a real Hall of Fame. We're going
to
talk about this
as opposed to the one you have you don't have.
Jerry the King Lawler comes out.
You don't have.
Jerry the King Lawler is going to be hosting for the 2020 Hall of Fame recipients. Clearly reading. Oh, it's so bad. It's really
Jerry Lawler. You know, they made him read off the teleprompter, and he looked so miserable doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I think normally, I mean, like I said, I haven't watched the Hall of Fame since Bret Hart. I'm assuming he was hosting all of them, right?
It would vary. I think 2 years ago, it was Corey Graves who hosted.
Oh, okay. But I'm assuming he was just flying off the, like, just saying whatever he wants to say.
Yes, he had more natural delivery, which is what they should have done with him. I don't know why they made him do it like
that. Yeah, I think it's because it's on Peacock. And they were like, dude, we know every once in a while you say,
let's talk about Peacock real quick.
Okay. So, yeah, we both saw this on Peacock. Yeah.
What Peacock does is all it does is at a certain time, it just goes into the WWE Network, feed. So the WWE Network feed is still going in other countries. And all Peacock did was it just goes into the feed for, like, Hall of Fame. And then the moment the Hall of Fame's over, it just goes right back out.
Okay, so when I first went into Peacock to watch this, mm-hmm. I logged in, like, 3 minutes early, right? Mm-hmm. And it just wouldn't start. You know that? And that's why I was, like, texting you going, like, dude, how come it's not starting? I had to go back to the home screen and then log back in just for it to fucking start. And everybody was wondering about, like, so we both, Ray and I, have the fucking lowest tier, right? The two something a month.
No,
whatever.
I have the premium.
Oh, you have the premium. I have that the lowest premium tier.
Oh, no, the $250 gives you the premium for 4 months. You have premium as well.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think it's true because I was watching WWE stuff. Like, I watched NXT UK. And there were ads.
Still ads even on the premium.
Then what is the point of the premium? That is fucking stupid. I don't know. That is fucking dumb. But my whole point was, when we were watching this Hall of Fame, there were no regular advertisement. There was just a whole bunch of WWE commercials, but there was no actual commercials like that are coming. Because even people were wondering, what's going to happen during my live feed? Are they going to fucking just throw in a fucking an ad? But there was none. I don't think they're going to do that during these live feeds.
I really thought Peacock was going to have its own live feed, like the WWE Network did. And instead, all they do is they just go. It's just so fucking. It's just so poorly done. This whole Peacock thing is so fucking poor.
Maybe they'll get better over time. They still have, like, they still have.
Oh, and let's tell about the 205 Live news. You have to watch 205.
Oh, you tell Live. Me. Yeah, go ahead.
You have, because of something with Hulu. You have to watch 205 Live as it happens from 10 to 10:30. And if you miss it, you have to wait 15 days to watch it. Why they thought this was a good idea, I don't fucking know.
It's I'm not going to watch 205 live anymore.
Well, we got it for the podcast, so.
I'm, dude, there's going to be times where I'll be busy that time. I have to
You're
watch
be it. Busy for a half hour?
Yeah.
You're building your whole thing.
Probably. I might be busy watching SmackDown at that time because I watch everything on delay.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So we're not able to cover 205.
Dude, I was watching, I would start watching SmackDown sometimes at 10 o'clock, bro. So,
dude, I don't, why would they do that? Like,
yeah.
Why the fuck would they, there's just so much weird shit where you're like, why did you agree to any of this?
I know why.
Oh, they gotta, but I know, but like.
Wait, when you're asking, who are you saying, why would WWE agree to
it? But like, why can't you just be like, why would you just be, okay, I know you're giving us $1 billion, but we need to have 205 Live on, just cancel 205, this is my, just cancel 205 Live.
I think they will. I think they will, actually. I think that Evolve show is going to take TO5's place. I think they were just waiting for it to get on the Peacock and for after WrestleMania. Because, you know, they're going to shake things up and all that shit. So I think after WrestleMania, they're going to be like a new show starting on Peacock. Like, this is why you have to fucking get Peacock. And they're going to have this fucking Evolve show. Like, don't you think that's going to happen? I feel like they gotta do something. They can't just we have the network.
Yeah, but you have, but if they do that, you can't have the show air live and then not be able to rewatch it for 15 days. It has to literally be available right after it finishes.
Yeah, I wish they would do a lot of the functionality that the network had, but we'll see what happens. But that's the other news. It's 205 Live, so people are probably gonna be like, that show's still on. So I'm like, yeah, actually.
Yeah, we cover it every week on this fucking
Yeah. Show. They were like, oh, I thought that show got canceled in 2018. All right, so the first person up for the 2020 Hall of Fame is JBL. They do a package, he speaks. You know, it's very, you know, a lot of these speeches are going to be rehearsed speeches. And then what did you think about JBL's speech?
I just think he could have gave a bigger speech. He rushed through his life. I think, you know, what I liked about the Hall of Fame in the past was it kind of gave these guys the time to, like, tell their stories. Some guys fucking stunk and no one wants to hear their stories, but a lot of guys had really good stories. And I think making it this short and making it this rehearsed kind of robs of spontaneity. And
some people got short times and some people got long times.
I think some people knew going in that they, and I think they're like, I'll just do it fast. I think some people knew like the show was only gonna be 90 minutes. Whereas, you know, other Hall of Fame was like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. So I think some of them knew.
Yeah, like JBL was like, I'm going to just like
hit the highlights
and rehearsed. It was very rehearsed.
That's why I feel bad even though I never really liked him as a wrestler. He did work for this company for like how many years now? And like
a long time.
Yeah, not, like almost we're running on 25 years. And he fucking has to rush his Hall of Fame speech and like there's nobody in the building. And they have fake JBL chants. Nobody ever chanted JBL. Nobody no, ever.
That's not true. The Raw after WrestleMania in New Jersey.
That must have been where they got the sound thing.
Yeah.
They were chanting JBL. I just wish JBL. All right, guys. Nobody really ever chanted that. Let's not kill ourselves. That'd be like if they had a Coco Beware.
Oh, so by the way, those of you guys are wondering, it's in the
Thunderdome.
So they still have the fans on the screen.
But did you know? They just recorded fans doing like, okay, react like this, react like that.
Yeah, it was.
The fans weren't
really. It was real. And when they fucking piped in chants and applause, and you could tell it when they did it because the speaker never stopped.
Yeah.
Like when the speaker would say something like the person who helped me the most was like Harley Race, they would fucking put in this fucking clapping and this applause sound, but the speaker would just keep going. Like, cause normally they would stop and they would acknowledge, yeah, you could clap for him or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah, clap for Harley. He's such a good dude.
Yeah, yeah, clap for Harley. But clap for Buzz Sawyer, guys.
Let's give it up for Buzz Sawyer, the guy who know what like
money when it was training me. You could tell like the speakers couldn't hear any of this.
I kind of think JBL had a better speech in him, and he'll never be able to give it. So I feel bad. But yes, I didn't really like it.
I agree. I think he had a better speech in him. Do I feel bad for him? No, because number one, he made his money. He still got a job with them. Life's good for him. It's the Bullshit Hall of Fame. Doesn't really matter. Number two recipient, British Bulldog, receiving in his honor is his son, Davey Boy Smith Jr., who may or may not be signed with this company, and his daughter, I think his name of the daughter was like Georgia or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Georgia, yeah.
And the mom's Diana. Isn't Georgia also the name of like one of the Hart sisters?
I don't know. They're a weird family. Let's keep going.
Yeah. He came out with a dog.
Matilda. Buffy.
Not Matilda. Her name was like Buffy. It was Buffy.
Yeah, the new Matilda's right there.
Yeah, that's new Matilda. She's like, what? What's going on?
Yeah. Matilda. I named Matilda after their Matilda.
There was a point where I thought Harry was about to like tear up a little bit when he was talking about his dad. And I think it was during the SummerSlam match with Bret Hart, which I thought was kind of nice. He didn't let his mom or his sister speak at all. I think that was like they probably were asked, dude, we gotta keep it short. But I thought it would have been nice if the wife, the widow.
Yeah, because we know her.
Because she was involved in like a major storyline, you know, mm-hmm. Right?
We know her from the show. Yeah, yes. I would have liked it if the mom spoke, and also I think the daughter. I wish the daughter, because the daughter was the one who was really fighting for this on Twitter. Like a couple of years ago, she was like, how come my dad's not in it yet? I also think they should have just thrown in Dynamite Kid as well. Dude, he was so influential. I know he was a dick, but he was a dick that was actually a good worker on like Buzz Sawyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I wouldn't be Dynamite Kid passed away, right?
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if Dynamite Kid does get put in eventually.
They should just put him in. They should have just been like, oh, by the way, Dynamite Kid. They should have put him in the Legacy wing tonight. By the way, he's in as well. You know?
Yeah, they'll probably just throw him in the Legacy wing like that or something like that. Yeah.
I'll say when we get to the Legacy wing. But yeah, I wish the daughter had nice cans. I'll give her that.
She's pretty. Yeah, she's a very pretty girl. Recipient number three is Liger. Liger is
on the big door.
He wasn't there live. He was virtually accepting the award. And he was the only one where after the show, after he speaks, they didn't interview any superstars afterwards asking about it. So what they were doing was after like JBL, Bulldog would get accepted or do their speech, they would be one of the fucking reporters in the back. And they'll be like, oh, Rhea Ripley, what'd you think about JBL getting in? Who are you excited about seeing getting in? And like they're on the red carpet. I bet you they just had all these wrestlers dress up in their best fucking thing and then just
do this interview. Yeah.
There's no fans, there's no fucking like, you know what? In a way, it's better because normally they would have to sit there for like hours, mm-hmm. right? But at least now they're like, you just gotta dress up and you just gotta pretend you're at a fucking ceremony because this is a real Hall of Fame, remember, guys?
Dude, the funniest thing was the reporter goes to Kofi Kingston. When you think of the NWO, what's the first thing that comes to mind? And I wish he would have said, oh, when Hulk Hogan called me the N-word. That's what comes to mind. what did you think he was gonna say?
And then
into the Bellas right away.
Yeah, when I was listening to this, none of these guys sounded like they were smart people.
Well,
because this is like one of the first times they're speaking with like no script, and then none of them were saying anything intellectual at all.
But what do you want to say? Like, I think unemployment rate should be lowered. What do you fucking?
No, I mean they weren't saying anything like meaningful.
I thought Kofi had a good like thing about his friendship with the Bellas. He was like, you know, I goof on them.
So we came. I guess I just was like, none of these guys are entertaining at all. Okay. But Liger was the only one where they didn't do that afterwards. For the 2020 class, that is. They just did it, and they went straight to commercial. They come back, and it's William Shatner. He's number four. Liger, yeah.
Yeah, I liked his speech. I liked it. It was nice and fast and really...
His speech was very short, yeah. His very, very short. Subtitle, guys. It was in Japanese, and then he had English subtitles. Yeah.
He did mention I'm here from New Japan, and so the Forbidden Door was open. I'm like...
Yeah. He was wearing a suit, and he was wearing his mask, and he cut his hair.
His face was so old.
Yeah, his face looked old underneath the mask. This was one of the first... You know why I think it is? Because in the past, he used to wear a mask, but like would have makeup and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then wear the mask, right? You know, so like, you know, the mouth area or the eye area, or no, he had the screens over his eyes. Remember that? But now it's just like a mask with none of that stuff in it, and you can see all his wrinkles because he's like 50 something years old, you know? And it's just like, oh man, yeah, he really fucking aged, you know? So yeah, he aged a lot.
Yeah, he's probably dead soon.
Can I go to number four?
Yeah, William Shatner. William
Shatner in the celebrity wing. Who could give two shits about this Hall of Fame because he's not even fucking dressed up.
he's 91 years old. He's fucking
popular. Yeah, he's wearing a t-shirt. He's virtually doing it, wearing a t-shirt, and he accepts the award. By the way, one thing I will give them, and WB is always good at this, every video package I thought was done very well.
My one problem is William Shatner had a longer video package than most everyone else. It was literally just this segment from Raw. They had nothing
to show. He had a very long video package. Yeah. What did you think about this besides the video package being long?
He looks good for his age, but he's 90.
Is he really 90?
Yeah, he's really 90. Yeah.
He does not look or talk like he's 90.
He definitely doesn't talk like he's 90.
I thought he was in his 60s. He came up like looking like he's in his
60s. Because then he'd be 10 years old when he was in fucking Star Trek.
No, but I'm saying he looked and sounded like he was.
Yeah, he sounds like, great. I'm sure he's had surgery, but like I don't know. He sounded great. He kept it short, which is I was grateful. And
maybe that's why it didn't sound so bad. He kept it short.
Yeah, he probably like took a shit on the bed.
I was surprised. He sounded like he had all his facilities.
He kept it short. It was what it was. I mean, it was the best he was going to give us. You know, he shouldn't be in it, but like at least he kept it short.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm gonna go over the legacy. I'm gonna say all the names first. Okay, this is the legacy people who are got in: Ray Stevens, Brickhouse Brown, Dr. Death Steve Williams, Baron Leone, and Gary Hart. Those were the legacy.
I will say this.
People. Yes,
I think on the YouTube page or something, or even on the show because it's pre-taped, they should have had these wrestlers' family members say a few words. Like, it's fucking pre-taped, and like even if it's like Dr. Death's, I don't know if he had a kid, his kid being like, oh, thank you so much for getting my dad and the Dr. Death, and he loved the Brawl for All. I don't know, like just fucking like two sentences.
You want content, why not? Yeah, yeah. Like, it's not like you don't, it's like but you like, don't have room for
if
this.
William Shatner can zoom in, why can't fucking Gary Hart's family zoom?
Yeah, you guys can, it's just extra content for you. I don't know what the fucking problem is. Well, you got to pay them? You don't even have to pay them. You're already paying them.
And I think they do the legacy wing because they're putting in people they don't want to give a full induction to.
Yes, yeah. People who actually did contribute to, like, the sport of wrestling, but they're just like, these people aren't really well-known. They didn't really work with us or so
forth. But Ray Stevens and Gary Hart and Dr. Death did do enough. But I was very surprised about the black guy because I don't remember him going anywhere. Brickhouse Brown.
Baron Leone. This guy was like, he looks like he wrestled before maybe existed.
Well, that's the guy. But I just feel like just cut to the family saying, it's Zoom. Everything's virtual now. Just fucking.
Baron Leone is so old. Like, it doesn't look like he has any existing family.
All I'm saying is you could just have like, fucking, I'm sure Dr. Death has a wife or kids somewhere and just be like, thank you. And like, I don't know. It's fucking weird that they didn't do that. Like, it's just, I get it, like, when it's the regular Hall of Fame and there's like a crowd, but everything's virtual. Just fucking zoom in these poor people's family, you know?
They didn't do it because it's not a real Hall of Fame, but.
That's what Gary Hart's dad said. It's not the, I don't understand. It's not the real Hall of Fame.
By the way, if you ever watch Dark Side of the Ring, I think actually, is that the one where Gino? Yeah, I think Gary Hart is in the one about Gino Hernandez.
Yeah, that he's that, like,
oh, he's. Oh, I felt so bad for him.
He's was dead, like, Gary Hart.
What?
He's dead.
I know, but I think he was in the Dark Side of the Ring for Gino Hernandez.
Or what, is it?
No, that wasn't it. No, that wasn't it. It was in the WC, the Rise and Triumph for WCCW.
Yes, that one, because he was still alive when they did that.
Yeah, and it was really sad when he was talking about Gino Hernandez.
You know, he was a consultant and for WWE, and he recommended to them right before he died that they were going to cut Cena, and he told them not to, and then he said, like, you should make Cena like a gangster. And that's kind of what, you know, that was his idea. And he had an idea. He wanted them to turn Cena heel and like have like a gang, like a fucking the Bloods or Crips.
And then he kind of tried with Camacho and not Camacho,
but Cena wasn't leading a gang with Camacho. Like,
yeah,
Cena, make Cena a gang leader, like a fucking like initiations and all that. And but they did go a little bit of what he told them to do with Cena, yeah. And the rest of him and Jim Barnett both said don't cut Cena. They were like, So.
Yeah. Remember they had when Cena had that guy, he had a Rodney Mack.
When Rodney Mack, maybe that was the start of like
that was gonna be the start.
Squared and then Rodney.
Yeah, no, I thought what they did was they had Rodney Mack for like a week, then they replaced him with B Squared, and I was like, why don't just give him both dudes? Just give him both.
Well, B Squared was funny. That was
yeah, but if they gave him both, that would have been even good because Rodney Mack could have been serious heavy.
And Bill Buchanan was such a miserable wrestler, but all he would do is go, yo, that shit was funny. Now,
said was booyah.
Oh yeah, booyah.
Booyah. Like it was at the end of John Cena would rap and afterwards he would go booyah.
I gotta rewatch some of those. Now, some of that old Cena stuff is really fucking good.
It is, it's very, very good. Okay, now recipient number 5 for 2020, the Bellas. They do this stupid fucking thing in the beginning where they both try to speak at the same time and they go, oh, it's a problem that twins always have, guys, where we both try to speak at the same time. It's so funny. This is so natural and not rehearsed. They fucking talk about how they sacrifice so much to do Total Bellas. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Listen, I'm not trying. I know, I'll be the first to admit, Total Bellas was very, very, it was like, a really, really popular show. Like, I think it's still on the air. Yeah, it's like up there with Keeping Up with the Kardashians kind of big, in my opinion, right? Yeah. And it did a lot. But let's cut the bullshit. You didn't fucking sacrifice. We sacrificed. We gave up our lives to put ourselves, She was like, she said, we put our lives, we were brave enough to put our lives on TV. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, and what do you call it? We did this for women's wrestling. Bullshit. You did not do this for women's wrestling. Cut the bullshit. Just cut the bullshit. You did it for money.
And fame. You did it for money and fame.
Yeah, but don't fucking say you did it for women's wrestling. This is where it's like, it's fucking bullshit. It's stupid.
Well, I mean, like, have you noticed like every time that they honor a woman, she like blazed the trail? It's like,
yeah,
what are they going to honor a woman? Just be like, yeah, she was okay.
Yeah,
everyone blazed the trail. It was inspirational. And you know,
just be honest. Just be like, this show, we didn't think it was going to be this successful, but it was. And if it helped in bringing a certain group, a fan base, more interested in wrestling because of this show, then I'm just glad that happened. Like, that's all you got to fucking say, you know? Don't be like, I fucking sacrificed. You don't understand. I put my life on TV.
I put my life on the line.
Yeah.
Who barely could have a career.
Dude, I fucking hate the Bellas. I fucking, it's so stupid.
I used to hate the Bellas and I'm just over it at this point. It's like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm glad they got their reward.
Dude, in 2015, I was like, this is. They really stuck out like a sore thumb in 2015 when the Four Horsemen were rising up. And yes. They got them out at the right time.
They did. They got them out at the right time. The Bellas, for all their fucking botches and their fucking stupid sense of self-worth, they were there for a very long time. I will give them that. They stayed there a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. They're having a successful career. Good for them. I hope Total Bellas keeps succeeding so I don't have to see them on fucking wrestling shows.
I think you're gonna see them. I think when I heard they want to go for the tag belts, and I think when the pandemic's over, they will.
I think you're right. I think that's probably gonna happen.
And there's money, because remember when they wrestle, it's also footage for Total Divas and footage for fucking Total Bellas, which are both shows that are still on the air, and they're much bigger than Miz or Mrs. or Rose to the Top, which is Brandi Rose.
Did that show start yet?
No, I don't give a shit when it starts. I can tell you.
I feel like how many episodes do you think that show can do? Like, how many episodes before they pull the plug, you think?
I think one season of like 10 episodes, and that's it.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, probably like one season.
Brandi Rhodes wants to be the Bellas, but she doesn't have the patience nor the charisma. Because if you thought this speech was bad, imagine Brandi Rhodes.
One thing about the Bellas, I might think they're super untalented or whatever, but they're very likable people.
Well, so
Brandi Rhodes is not likable. She's not like the opposite of likable.
So I was like, back in the day, and I think when they usually did, I was like in love with AJ Lee. I thought she was the fucking hottest chick. I met her twice, very nice. But all right.
No me gusta.
Yeah, no me gusta. You know, big teeth. So anyway.
No me gusta.
So fucking. And actually, when I took two pictures with her, she touched me, right? And I touched her, like, not touch. We didn't like. But like, she put her hand on my back, right?
She touched me.
This all plays in the story I'm telling you, bro. Okay.
Wait, like, where did she touch you?
She touched me like this. It was like, yeah. Anyway, so fucking 2014, she has a no touching policy. She puts in the place AJ Lee. And it's a very big, it's on.
Oh, AJ Lee puts a no touching policy.
When she does meet and greets, you can't touch her. You're not allowed to touch her.
Because you touched her, bro. You shouldn't have fucking touched her.
No, this was, I guess, some guy. It was not me. It was some other guy. I was fine. She wanted me. She was like, "Goods, please keep touching me." I was like, I gotta go, bitch. So fucking what happened is, and the Bellas did ringside, and I didn't want to fucking meet them. I'm like, I want the Bellas. Do you know they fucking hugged every single fan? If you didn't go in for a dude, there was like this one fat guy who was like really nervous, and he went to leave, and they pulled him in and hugged him together. And I think they did that to be like, "Fuck you to AJ Lee." Like, probably. Oh, you're not going to touch people? Like, we're going to touching everyone now.
Yeah, and I thought, that's very adult of the Bellas to do that.
but the fans were very happy. Yeah. Like, that fucking fat guy probably ejaculated 97 times.
No, well, like I said, I think the Bellas are very likable.
They go all out for the fans, which AJ Lee is like, don't touch me.
I wonder if Lee is still acting like a little girl. At home, she's like prancing around like, hey, I can still do it. I should be in a feud with fucking
Dude, how long do you think until, well, I think it already happened, but how many weeks until CM Punk first cheated on her? I'm going to say like a weekend he was cheating on her.
Maybe. I have no idea, man. Probably.
He's like, okay. I wish the Bellas would touch me.
Yeah. Recipient number 6 is for the Ultimate Warrior Award. It goes to Titus O'Neil.
Thanks for giving me an award for racist.
Yeah. I feel like they had to give this to him because they were like, listen, I know you don't want to work with Hogan hosting WrestleMania, but because you're doing it, we're going to give you this award.
He's a really good dude, but I also, and people be like, absolutely not. He's doing this because he just loves people. I feel like he does all this good work so they can never fire
him. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because if they ever fired him, they would look like fucking idiots.
Yeah. I think he also likes doing it, but I also...
No, I think he does, but like...
Yeah. I also pretty much know that's not the only reason why he's doing it, you know?
But they probably like call him like, hey, can you make the pay-per-view? We want you to job to T-Bar. He's like, oh, I would, but I'm a... Oh, I just picked up this orphanage dinner that I'm cooking for like 97 orphanages. Oh my God, so great. We're so lucky to have you, Titus. All right, you'd have to come and get loose.
You know what? Like, if Titus was shorter, he would be great in like an MVP role.
Yeah.
Like a guy who's like amassing a stable of fucking
guys. They should put him in the herd business. And he's his first heel promo, like, fuck them kids. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Remember when he tried to be in the Hurt Business and they fucking beat the shit out of
him? Yeah, that was a funny.
Dude, they should just, Junior should just to fuck with him be like, we want to put you in the Hurt Business, but I want you to talk about how much you hate these fucking, like, charities that you work with and you fuck these kids. Like, see all those things. Like, And then if he's like, I don't want to do it, then be like, well, then you have to leave the company. Like, we have to fire you. Like, we have to fire you because you're being it's insubordination, you know?
Insubordination.
Yeah.
But no, Titus deserves the Warrior Award. It's weird.
He's a fucking racist.
Have you noticed, though, that the wife has a lot of power in that company to this day?
Yes. I don't know if Ultimate Warrior was racist. I know he was homophobic.
No, he was definitely a racist. He was definitely a racist.
He was definitely a racist? Definitely.
He gave what a speech. He used to give speeches to colleges. And he was the homophobe. He said some racist shit in speeches.
Oh,
I don't think he out and out said the N-word in his speeches, but like he didn't think people like Trayvon Martin and shit were innocent, you know?
Oh, yeah, he's a scumbag, guys. So if you guys are going like, oh, I can't believe like you're shitting on wrestling and you think so low of it. Dude, there's an award for a guy who said racist and homophobic shit. And everyone prances around like it's like a great fucking honor. It's not. By the way,
my thing. That's why like I always get annoyed when wrestling fans like shit on Hogan, but like they like praise all these other people. And it's like, dude, like...
They're all racist.
They're all racist. But also, like, if that's the only thing Hogan said in his room that you have, it's like, come on, bro. These other guys were, like, saying it out. I heard there's a rumor that to get out of parking tickets, Dusty Rhodes had a KKK card on him. That's what I've heard.
Wait, what?
Dusty Rhodes had a card that said he was a member of the KKK because it helped him get out of parking tickets.
If he had it just to help himself get out of parking tickets, like I could also see him being like, dude, I just have it to help me get out of parking tickets.
Would you have a KKK card to get you out? Well, no, you couldn't.
Dude, if I could get away with it, I think I would.
You'd be like, dude, I'm in the KKK. Dude, we should try that.
No, I don't think parking tickets. I think it's just tickets. It's driving tickets.
You don't get arrested anymore. You have the KKK.
Do you know how expensive some tickets are?
Okay, so that's why it pays to be in the KKK.
Yeah, dude, I've gotten tickets where it's cleared out my fucking savings, where like I paid thousands.
I know, but you know, like all these woke people, Hogan said it in his bedroom. These fucking people would fucking have a spasm if they did admit that if the rumor was true and Dusty's like, yeah, Bebe had a KKK card, dude, is Bebe. Like, oh my God, you're disgusting. Fuck Dusty.
Like, hey, I don't really, like I said, I don't think he probably does. I was just like, dude, just helps me get out of fucking tickets. I could totally picture him just being like, dude, I'm fucking saving, like, you know, I can't drive slow.
I'm in the KKK, Bebe.
I can't drive slow.
I gotta park you, Bebe. I'm the American dream.
Yeah. You know, I can't do anything under 65 miles per hour. I need this.
I can't do it. All right.
Dude. But yeah, you're right. So Dana Warrior. But I mean, she's only, to be fair, I only ever see her during these like.
No, but she's like a writer for the company, which is like weird to me because.
Are you sure she's the writer for a company?
Yeah. Yeah.
What has she been writing?
They say she writes a lot of the women's storylines, but that's weird to me because like she literally, and I'll give you why also some weird stuff with her, because she literally was like Warrior's trophy wife. And now she's like, and it wasn't even like Warrior was that fucking close with the company. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, he only came back and then like,
okay, you ready for my theory?
Yes. This
is my theory. Someone in the company is fucking Dana Warrior. And Vince loves it because he knows Warrior would be pissed. And so he keeps her around. So, like, she's somebody's, like, trophy bitch. And he's like, I got the last laugh.
It could even be him.
Yeah. If I was Vince, after all the things he said about me, or even if I was Hogan, all the things they said, dude, I'd fuck her on his grave and be like, sorry, maybe you shouldn't talk shit about me, idiot.
That's possible. It's a theory. Mm-hmm. Okay, last recipient for 2020s is NWO. Mm-hmm. And so the members are Sean Waltman, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Hogan. None of these fucking speeches meant anything, but the one that I thought the person who had the speech of the night was Sean Waltman. I thought his was very genuine. He came off very genuine.
For both shows or just do 2020?
I'll even say the whole night.
Really? I thought Molly Holly had the best one. Jumping ahead.
Oh, I thought he was the most genuine. He was being honest. He was like,
did you hear that Kevin Nash finally admitted that the only reason NWO works is because they're WWE guys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And nobody ever, they never, like, Eric, I think Conrad Thompson said to Eric Bischoff, no, it worked because of the gritty, no, people thought it was the WWE invading NWC.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Sean Waltman made a good point. The first person he thanked was Eric Bischoff. And he said, oh man, my phone's going to die soon. Shit. He said,
wow, what ruined the podcast.
Yeah, he said, yeah, he was like, hey, man, if it wasn't for WWE, no, if it wasn't for Eric Bischoff.
It really wasn't for WWE.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't have gotten into DX because 1-3 Kid just wouldn't fly when I returned, you know? And it was really good. I liked it.
I'll tell you this. I don't think people should be going to the Hall of Fame twice. I do agree with that. I think that's nonsense. But I think if you're going to put in the NWO, I think you need to go all the way. I think you should have put in every member. And I'm talking about Virgil, Buff Bagwell, Scott Steiner, NWO Sting. Like, I think you should just went over the top with the NWO. And the Big Show should have went in. Everyone. Everyone who was in the NWO should have just went in.
Even the guys who were in after when it was in WWE?
It was like Booker T? Booker T, yeah. Just put them all in. Put them all
okay.
in.
Okay. Well, you know what my answer would be. It's not a real Hall of Fame, so sure. I don't care.
Yeah. I think, like, how many speeches can fucking Hulk Hogan give? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how many speeches can Kevin Nash give?
No,
like,
I agree. I
are you also going to put it by this logic? Agree. I'm sorry. I mean, by this logic, you should Kevin Nash and Shawn Michaels should go in again as the dudes with attitudes.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's stupid when someone gets in twice. I think Hogan's the second person to do it. Ric Flair went in twice, right? With the Horseman.
Booker T did twice. Bret Hart did twice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a lot.
DX, Shawn Michaels went twice. Shawn Waltman now is twice.
He was. Oh, yeah, because I don't watch Hall of Fame, so I wasn't aware of all these.
But, like, I think Shawn Michaels is going to go in 3 times. I think eventually they're going to want to put in Marty Jannetty. But
he's going to go in 4 times. He's going to go with the Rockers one more time, and he's going to go in as being the best mistress Vince McMahon.
It's funny to go in together.
Yeah, it's going as my
for
as
fucking
my ring boy.
Do you need to charge it or you're good?
That 13%. We can just breeze through this real quick. All right, 2021s. We got Graves and Kayla are now the hosts. The first one is up is Rob Van Dam. No Katie Forbes. He went on for a very long
speech. I really thought he was going to go up there and go cool and leave. He had a really long fucking speech.
And I think it's because he was like, I don't give a fuck. What are you going to do?
Also, it's probably like, I never said anything. Now I'm going to fucking say anything I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he was very respectful. It wasn't like a rude speech or anything.
No, I didn't think it was. It was very respectful. Number two was Molly Holly. What was she talking about? She talked about she mentioned a lot of things.
She thanked a lot of the backstage people. That's mainly what she did. She thanked a lot of the people that work in the back that no one knows about.
She was doing the thing where I was hoping Bad Bunny would do on last night on Raw, where he just like lists a whole bunch of names over and over. And
she was thanking, like, she basically thanked everyone, all the people that have been backstage there for like 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, which I thought was good because nobody ever does that. You know, I liked her opening line too. Only two people got their head shaved at WrestleMania. One changed the industry forever, and the other one was Vince McMahon. I thought that was a funny line.
Yeah, to me, it sounded like somebody wrote it for her, but
I thought she did. But I liked her speech. I thought she had the speech of the night. It was short, sweet. She thanked people that no one ever thanks.
Yes, and Scott and you're right. It was short. It was it was actually very, very short.
Dude, Scott Hall once said in an interview that, like, if it wasn't for Mr. Perfect told him, be really good to the crew. Fuck the boys. Fuck Vince. Be good to the crew. Because the crew is going to make you look good. And he said Razor Ramon only looked that good because of editing, the cameraman, and all that other shit. So I'm glad that she finally, like, settled in my name. I think that was a classy move. She's a classy broad.
She's a very classy lady.
Dude, people love – I'm not talking about – the wrestlers love Molly Holly. You ever see the wrestlers talk about her?
And what do they always say? What do they always say?
They say they hate women.
No. What do they always say about her?
They respect her. She's very kind.
No. They always say this is a business full of scumbags, and she's like the only saint in the business.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, when they're saying it's a business full of scumbags, they're counting themselves.
I know.
So this is why I don't give a shit about this dude. People talk about so high about wrestling. It's a shitty business.
It is a shitty business. I'm not talking high. If these scumbags consider this a real Hall of Fame, it's a real Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they consider themselves as scumbags. I'm like, yeah, it is. It is what it is. So anyways, number three is the Great Khali, who's also not there. He is just
speaking
virtually. He's speaking in, I'm thinking, Urdu or Hindi.
Who knows?
And it's in English subtitles. His was short too. Short, simple.
Yeah, his was good. Fuck it.
Number four was Ozzy Osbourne, who's also not there. It's virtual.
Very short.
His was also short, yeah. That's about it for him. And then we get the legacy of 2021. Mm-hmm. We had Dick the Bruiser or Dick Bruiser.
That's, I'm glad he got in.
Yeah. Pez Watley.
I'm glad he got in. Everybody says that he's great.
Buzz Sawyer.
Piece of shit. To me, Buzz Sawyer, if there's anything, like, nothing could be good. But you know how people go on and on about Coco Beware getting in the Hall of Fame? To me, Buzz Sawyer is that guy that completely makes it not a real Hall of Fame. Because that guy is a complete failure. First of all, he's not a draw. Sammy Callahan's a draw. He's not a draw. He was never a draw. He's not a good wrestler. He's not a good person. He was not popular. So why would you put him in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Ethel Johnson.
But he didn't work for WWE.
Yeah. Ethel Johnson and then Paul Bosch were the other two in the legacy.
Well, Paul Bosch was a Bruce Pritchard's mentor. And, dude, have you ever listened to Houston Wrestling episode of Something to Wrestle?
I listened to a few. I know he was a promoter out there.
Dude, the Houston one is that one goes into who he was. That's a really good episode. You should listen to that. Okay. But I feel like Bruce Pritchard pushed for that to happen.
Probably. Number five, Eric Bischoff. Eric Bischoff. What'd you think?
I like the fact that he paid tribute to Rosie and Jamal. I thought that was very classy because a lot of people forget that they were associated and he thanked them. You know, fucking Rikishi didn't thank Grandmaster Sexay and Scotty Tuhati in his speech. I thought that was a real fucking scumbag move.
Yeah. I thought, what do you call it? By the way, one of the first, going back to Sean Waltman, he said he was so happy that Eric Bischoff was getting it in his speech. So I thought that was really classy by Sean Waltman. You know, the older X-Pac gets, the more I like him.
Yeah, because he's a guy, he matures. Like a lot of people, even when they fucking sober up, they just remain scumbags, like a lot of comedians we know. He's a guy that like fucking got older and learned things, which a lot of people don't. They pretend they do, but they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. He comes off like a real dude.
He's a real ass dude, Luis Gomez always says.
Okay, number six, it's the Warrior recipient for 2021 is Rich Herring, who is an employee at WWE, and he's done things like he was the reverend, the minister for Macho Man's wedding, and he's also super involved with working with Ultimate Warrior's widow and stuff like that. As soon as I saw him get this award, I was like, oh, they're probably getting ready to fire this guy.
No, I think he knows where the bodies are buried.
Oh.
That guy. Did you notice also Dana Warrior? Well, first of all, the Warrior Award, by the way, is not supposed to be for people who are inspirational. The Warrior Award, because he Walter Warrior in his Hall of Fame speech says he wants the Warrior Award, was to be given to crew members of WWE that had been in the company for years and to honor them. Because in his speech, he goes, I haven't been in this company for like 20 years, and I'm seeing a lot of the same people, and these people are the real warriors of WWE, but they cut that out and made an inspirational award. So the awards are supposed to go to people like this guy.
Yeah, like a James Dudley.
Yes.
And this guy. There should be an award for that, yeah.
So that's what the Warrior would. So this guy, But also, I don't know if you noticed, but the family was very, they kept saying, I think this is the guy who's fucking Data Warrior. And he knows where Vince has the bodies buried. If you notice, he's in all the early footage, he's standing in the background. He'd probably like, yeah. Yeah, like I murdered that fucking detective that was on the Jimmy Snuka. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. All right. Number seven. Kane. Last one. Kane. By the way, during the Kane, right before Kane gets inducted, they're asking a couple of superstars, like, hey, who do you like? What do you think about this so far? What do you think about Kane going in? And one of the people who was talking was Bayley. So Bayley, who I haven't seen her on TV in weeks, it's the first sign of her. So it's not that she has COVID, because she wouldn't be there if she had COVID. So
I think she's being set up for the Becky Lynch thing.
Yeah, yeah. So we saw Bayley, and then Kane does his speech. What did you think about his speech?
I have a couple of points. First off, Bayley was like the hottest I've ever seen her. Like, she is becoming so fucking hot. I didn't think she was attractive ever. And the more I see of her, I'm like, this is like the hottest woman on the planet. I know that's just a random thing. I'm just going to throw that out there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number two, I thought she was cute when she was like, I mean, the bubbly shit. But now that she's like becoming more and more herself, there's like, oh, this girl's like really hot, because she seems like funny and interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, you hate women. Anyway. No,
I don't know.
I'm not saying I want to fucking hang out with her, but like, she's becoming more and more interesting as the more she like just is herself. She's like, I don't think she gives a fuck anymore.
Yeah. You know what it was like when, so some of this, when like she's speaking, I'm not really looking at the screen because it's not actual wrestling. All I got to do is listen to it, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe I didn't really notice how attractive she was, but she just looked like Bayley to me.
All right, well, great.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. I'm glad. The second thing is, I thought the Kane video package was really well done. I thought they did a great job, and it was so well done, it made me realize I wasted my life, because it was like, I remember where I was for all those Kane moments, because I got back into wrestling right after Kane debuted. I got back into it January 1998, mm-hmm. and so that was literally when Kane was still new, so I'm remembering high school, then college, then the early years of Caroline's, then the years where I'm like, you know, where I'm doing stand-up full-time, and now I'm trapped in this room with you fucking now you're good there.
Who doesn't think the Hall of Fame
yeah, but like that video package was like, oh god, I wasted my life. That was because it was so well done. His speech was good. I kind of don't like Kane anymore because of his Twitter presence and saying that COVID's not real and don't wear masks.
Yeah,
I don't like him as a person, but his speech was okay.
So yeah. It is what it is. Another scumbag in the wrestling business.
Well, now he's a scumbag politician. So.
Yeah, exactly. But I will be the first to admit that he was entertaining in the ring.
Oh, I definitely think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and he deserves all the accolades. He was a great character, and he's a good worker. You can't deny he's not a good worker.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. All right, that's that, guys. That's that. I would recommend not watching either of them. It's a waste of time at the end of the day.
Yeah, and nothing that they ever did matters, so they shouldn't be honored in any way.
Nothing really comes out of this Hall of Fame. Like, nothing, like, I guess you could have it on as background noise, but to me, it's not worth watching.
It's just like, I guess if you're a fan of these people, it's just to see them get honored. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're into that.
I listened to Eric Bischoff's podcast. It was nice to see him, like, look like, feel, it was nice to see the guy look happy. I mean, he's happy. I mean, I feel I'm happy for him that he's happy. Feeling good.
No, I think you're right. Like, if you are a fan of these people and you want to see them get honored, then it's worth watching. And what do you call it? If these people think that these awards are great and meaningful, then that's good for them.
We keep being the point. The Hall of Fame's over.
Yeah.
We might be here tomorrow night. We might wait till Thursday, but. Just a quick PSA for everyone, watch NXT on Peacock, because there will be no commercials.
Wait, how are they fucking doing that?
I think when they cut to commercial during a match, they're just going to keep airing it on Peacock.
Yeah, but sometimes they have commercials not during a match.
Well, maybe they'll like, while...
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
they maybe while the feed on USA has commercials, they'll be in the back interviewing someone. The point is, it's going to be presented like a pay-per-view on Peacock. So watch it there.
Interesting. Okay. It's good to know. All right.
Well, Andrew Lee has to go to his women hating meeting, so we're done.
I do. Molly Holly's gonna be there. She's gonna give me a list of fucking crew names of crew members. I'm gonna be like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah. And you'd be like, I don't find Billy attractive. All right.